Kino Yud Gimel.
It splits the word Eicha into the two words, really, Ayei Ko, which means what happened to Ko? What is Ko? Ko represents various critical events throughout our history that were introduced with this word. The Kino lists these events poetically. You have to pick it out. So I'll go through them. First of all, the Bris Bein Abisarim. The Pasuk tells, Hashem says to Avram, Vayotze Oso Achutza, he brought Avram outside, Vayomer Habetno Hashemaimu, Zara Kochavim, Im Tuchal Esporo Sam. Look up at the sky and see if you can count the stars. Vayomer Lo, Ko Yiez Arecha. This is what your children will be like, as many as the stars. Akedas Yitzchak, Hashem says to his Naarim, Yishmael and Eliezer, you stay here, Vani Vahanar Nelcha Ad Ko. With Yaakov as well, when Hashem protects Yaakov from all of Laban's trickery, Yaakov describes this protection when he says to his wives, Velo Nisano Elokim Laharai Madi, Hashem did not allow your father to do bad to me. Imko Yomar, if your father would say, Nikudim Yescharecha, you will keep the sheep that are spotted. V'yaldu kol atzon nekudim. In fact, Hashem made it so that the sheep, in fact, were spotted. We move on to Moshe Rabbeinu, the catalyst to Moshe Rabbeinu's ascent to leadership. He was Moshe Nefesh. He demonstrated his feeling of pain for his brethren when he killed a Mitzri. And it says, Vayifen kol v'chol. Vayar kienish, nobody was looking. Rashi says there were no future doros to come out of this person. Vayaches haMitzri, and he killed the Mitzri. Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. The word ko is very present. Right in the beginning, when Hashem talks to Moshe at the Sneh, Hashem says, Kosom al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe wants to know, how should I bring B'nai Yisrael the news that Hashem is here to save us? Kosom al B'nai Yisrael, says Hashem, Eye shalachani aleichem. Tell them, Eye imam b'tzara. I will be with them in the tzara. And throughout the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have Moshe Rabbeinu constantly telling Paro, Ko amar Hashem. Heed the words of Hashem, Shalach es ami v'yavduni. And finally, at the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ko amar Hashem, Kachatzos halayla ani yotzei besoch Mitzrayim umeis kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. Continuing on to Kabbalah HaTorah, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Koso mar leves Yaakov. This is what you should tell B'nai Yisrael. The Avodah in the Mishkan also was introduced with the word ko. When it came to the Levim, the Pasuk says, V'cho sa'ase lohem l'taharam. This is how you should purify them so that they will be fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Further on in the Midbar, when Bilam... Just a second. When Bilam wants to curse Klal Yisrael and Hashem turns his brachos into klalos, klalos into brachos, there too, the Pasuk tells us that Hashem says to Bilam, Shuv el Balak, v'cho sedaber. This is what you should speak. This is the bracha that you should give instead of the klala that you wanted to give. When B'nai Yisrael were to get Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of the conquest, we have the story of Yericho. And there too, the soldiers are instructed to walk around the city, and they're told, Ko sa'ase sheshes yamim. You should do this for 6 days. Until finally on the seventh day, the walls of Yericho will sink into the ground. The Nevi'im throughout history gave tochacha and gave hope to Klal Yisrael, also using the same lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu used in Mitzrayim, Ko amar Hashem. And my personal favorite, Birchas Kohanim, since it's current and can remind us daily of our connection with Hashem, with Birchas Kohanim, that too is introduced with the tzivui Daber el Aaron ve'el banav le'mar, Ko sivarchu es b'nei Yisrael amar lahem. This is how you should bless Kal Yisrael. So the Paitan asked the question, Aye Ko, where are all these haftachos that are promised to us with the word Ko? Where are the schusim of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, of Moshe, Aaron, and Yoshua? Where are the schusim of the Leviim that led the battle against the Chet HaEgel? And the schusim of the Neviim that also used this Lashon? What became of Hashem's relationship with Klal Yisrael? Hashem said, Ko Amar Hashem, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, we're considered Hashem's firstborn. What happened to all that? How are these promises and schusim, quote-unquote, forgotten? How do we find ourselves instead in a matzav of Hester Panim, where the lack of relationship with Hashem takes over the great relationship that we had with Hashem, and instead we find ourselves suffering the calamities of the Churban that are also mentioned in the Kina, the murder, the hunger, the Chilul Hashem of the Beis HaMikdash's destruction? The Paitan only asks the question and he doesn't answer it. He leaves it as a rhetorical question. And that's because we know the answer. Each and every one of us know that we are the ones who are responsible, that we're the ones that severed our relationship by the various chataim, both on an individual and national level over the years. So just to end on a note of hope and encouragement, when we will do tshuva, we continue to do tshuva from these averos, and when we yearn and pine for Hashem and the repair of our relationship with Hashem, then the fact that we have all the schusavos that was mentioned, the fact that Hashem loves our fathers and loves Klal Yisrael and Kaviyachal pines for our relationship with us, this will Be'ezros Hashem bring the Geula, may it come swiftly in our time. As the Pasuk states that we read last night at the end of Kinos, Pasuk also beginning with the word Ko, Ko Amar Hashem, Shafti LiYerushalayim Berachamim, I will return to Yerushalayim with mercy, Beisi Yibane Ba, my house will be built in it, Ne'um Hashem Tzvakos, Vikav Yinateh al Yerushalayim.